Good morning. My name is Mike. This is the Odd Pod. It's been 3 weeks since I've been to my last Odd Pod Anonymous meeting, and I apologize. But you know, things just take up life, and that's all there is to it. And I am a professional procrastinator. I would suggest that you don't do this at home. I've been doing this for years. Mucho experience. I'm the best. Now, on to a different topic. One of the first podcasts I made, I've only made several anyway, but one of the first ones I made was called Entertainment, I think. And it was horrible. It was scripted. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was just kind of going along for the ride. This podcast today is Entertainment Part 2, but a little different because it's unscripted. I'm just talking off the top of my head. I have no one else here with me, and that's part of the problem, I think, so we're going to change things up. You are probably a podcaster or someone that's looking for something to listen to. So when we dive into the entertainment section here, I think the quarantine is starting to bring out the podcaster and everybody. But there are a lot of entertainment podcasts that have been around since before the quarantine. And I'm just going to name off a few here. Maybe you've heard of them. Jimmy Fallon. You've heard of Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sure you've heard of him. Rob Lowe, Neil Patrick Harris, Anna Faris, that's the younger mom on mom, Dax Shepard, Bill Gates, Rashida Jones, Will freaking Ferrell, Michelle Obama, Oprah, RuPaul, Shaq, Justin Long. Who dat? That's what you're asking. Who is Justin Long? Well, Justin Long has been making podcasts probably since 2018, I think. His podcast is called Life is Short. Super intelligent guy, and you might recognize him from the PC versus Mac commercials that were done in 2005 to about 2009. And Justin made those commercials with a guy called John Hodgman. Not John Strickland, who's on iHeartRadio, has a podcast, but John Hodgman. John Hodgman has a podcast called Judge John or something like that, or Judge Hodgman. I forget what it is, but funny as hell, and it's also been out there for a long time. John Hodgman has been podcasting for years. He's probably one of the OG podcasters, one of the originals, and his stuff is always fun and interesting to listen to. But the reason I'm going down the path with this is that Justin Long, John Hodgman, they created the Mac versus PC commercials, which I'm sure you remembered, where John Hodgman is the slightly nervous and not quite schizophrenic, but he's got his own set of problems, and he plays the PC who's afraid of getting viruses, wears a suit and tie, looks like an accountant, etc., etc., etc. Justin Long plays the passive-aggressive hipster with the running shoes, the Vans, and basically saying, anything a PC can do, I can do better. And that commercial is what made it normal for people in coffee shops to start using their MacBooks. So you started going to coffee shops and you started seeing all these MacBooks, and everyone wanted to be a script writer or whatever they were doing at the time. Now flip the page on that, and what happened is Apple stopped those commercials because now it was common for everyone to have a computer, but then they introduced the iPhone, which then became common for everybody to use an iPhone. So all of a sudden all those iPhones, well, all the computers, went from being computers at coffee shops to being iPhones. And that's where podcasting came from, because it actually started out with the iPods. Remember those things? Yeah, the iPods, around 2005 or so. Now, when I used to have to get podcasts, I used to download the MP3, put it onto a micro SD, and slide it into my BlackBerry, and that's how I heard them. So, where am I going with this? There are a lot of podcasts out there. There are a lot of podcasts out there 10 years ago, and there's a lot of podcasts out there now. Even more now, and it's growing every day. I just read that there's like 35 billion podcasts, like individual episodes out there, which is a huge amount of, like, that's a massive number. I don't think anyone can compete with that. So I'm going to change the format of the show a bit. And instead of me, you know, walking my dog and listening to 5 or 6 hours of the podcast a week so that I can make something about it, I want to start interviewing the people who make the podcast that I like. And I want to find out what they're listening to and what got them into their genre and what they're making podcasts about. My email address is oddpod@gmail.com. So that's AAUDPOD@gmail.com. And you can find me also at oddpod.ca. That's AUDPOD.ca. Let's set up a time. We're going to go on, I think it's called StreamYard. We'll sit there. We'll shoot the shit for about 15, 20 minutes. You'll give me your three podcasts that you like listening to. You'll give me the name of your podcast and why you got into it. And then we'll just sit there and shoot the shit, because I really enjoy doing that. And there are so many podcasts out here. Like, I could make a podcast every day about podcasts, but man, everyone's got to work. So I don't have time during the day. Though I have been listening to some awesome ones lately. And one of them is called Dark Poutine. Have you heard of Dark Poutine? It's a Canadian true crime podcast, but it's not just true crime. It also dives into a bit of Canada's history. So I listened to one that was about the Shag Harbor UFO incident. That was number 150. I listened to number 149, which was the Remembrance Day special, which is about Billy Bishop. Really fun. Really fun podcast if you're Canadian. I'm Canadian, so. All right, I'm going to leave it there. This is Mike. This is the Odd Pod. Give me a shout. Let's talk. And enjoy your week.